If we get people asking for it, and if you look at the spend out of pocket that people are doing on yoga, on cranial sacral therapy, on massage therapy, it's a lot of money. And I think people want it and they find it valuable. That's how I manage it. I go to a naturopath. I've had my blood test on food sensitivities. I've lost 48 pounds just by having my blood tested. Now, my allopathic doctors would say, that's all crazy. You're just watching your diet as a result of getting some blood work back. No, I'm not eating eggs. I'm not eating milk. You know, I'm not taking in any dairy. And I lost 48 pounds. And I look at my doctor and say, you're 30 pounds overweight. How's that working for you? How's your nutritional therapy working for you as an allopath? So I think we've got to challenge the norm by introducing programs and getting people to try it. I actually gave a speech at the New York State Naturopathic Association meeting. And it was, people freaked out because you got, you know, a health insurance CEO standing up front of a bunch of naturopaths saying, I love you guys. And I think that's, we've just got to keep pushing that agenda.
This is my second take on this, man. I went ahead and accidentally deleted my prior one. Man, it was a good one too, but it's hard to recreate the magic. But anyway, I have an axe to grind with healthcare in general when it comes to how business is done here in the United States, when it comes to your health, when it comes to trying to find a way to take care of your body and take care of you being around for a long time. And it, by the way, if you hear sounds in the background, it's my little one. She's up and running. And I would say that, you know, with the advancements of medicine and everything that we have currently going in place, you know, we have a lack of acceptance for modern medicine and for applying it and using it. And I think that's the biggest thing that I'm always concerned about. The fact that, you know, we have all these advancements done with understanding DNA, with understanding stem cells in particular, and all this quote-unquote alternative medicine. And we don't have the backing from the insurance companies. We don't have the backing from other sectors that are intertwined, i.e., let's say the pill industry. You know, opioids, yeah, I can go get them anytime. Right, as long as the doctor goes ahead and gives me the okay, I'm gonna get a big thing, a big tub of them, and keep it going, keep that party going. And those things are addictive, but hey, they're covered, and everyone's making money, so why not? But instead of doing that, you know, you can go ahead and look into stem cells. And gosh, stem cells is such a miracle thing that I've talked about before. And essentially, what it is, you just take cells, healthy cells. I'm keeping it bland. Healthy cells from bone marrow, from a woman's placenta, or from a young person, you know, from their fat or something along those lines, right? You take those cells, you go ahead, get them all out there, you clean out the bad ones from the good ones in a young person, and then those good, healthy ones, those cells, right, that are vibrant, that are golden, you go ahead and inject those into an old man like me, in my knees, in my back, and whatever it is, and voila. Your body reacts to it in a very positive way. It's like a rejuvenation of sorts. Like your body is able to reproduce and heal itself at the rate it did when it was younger. And these studies have been going on for years now. And patients, we actually have many patients that go through this process, albeit it's $15,000, $20,000. But these things are showing. I actually was watching a podcast, and the doctor that's a front man in this movement, he practices out of the country, and he has a study that's coming out that stem cells, how it's helping people with rheumatoid arthritis. And all of the patients are clear, meaning out of the 20 patients they had, all of them showed up to 75% improvement, at least 50%. So think about that. Whatever pain you're feeling in your back, in your knees, in your ankles, you get a round of those things, stem cells, injections, right? And it's not, you know, before initially when it started, the stem cells, it was mostly from the embryos and the placentas, and it had to be birth-related. But now with the advancements going on, they're getting them from different places. So it's not an ethical issue anymore. But here you have the FDA. This year, I want to say, I was reading about it, they went ahead and started cracking down on the inferior levels of stem cells that were being done here. And again, they were not unethical. They were just not as potent. The real potent ones are being done out of the country, in Japan and Panama in particular, from my understanding. And I think Germany as well. And so you have the FDA, the movement from the government, just shutting this stuff down. Because, I don't know. I mean, why would you shut down something that is a great alternative medicine, that is something that obviously shown results through the research? It's not something that people are just fabricating or doing out of the blue. I mean, steroids and HGH and peptides and all these other things, they work. And I know they're not the proper label used, meaning that these things that I just mentioned are used for rejuvenation and for your health, whereas they're for other things that they've been initially prescribed for, and they have other they have other uses. And with stem cells, it's directly about healing, and it's to the next level because it doesn't have any side effects other than the doctor was mentioning something about other than having mild headaches and something with the stomach as far as stomach issues, but it's mild or sleepy. And everyone that I've read that has done it, I mean, I was even stalking Dan Bazarian because he was showing how he was doing it in Panama. And he was saying that he was going to go ahead and have someone, he was going to fly three guys in there. And I was messaging him every day. Hey, dude, what's up with me? What's up with me? I'll be a guinea pig. And I think there's just a fear in our culture. It's so archaic because what's the choice with us, right? I mean, we get old, we get like a scope, then after a scope, you go ahead and get surgery, right? And then things, next thing you know, it gets to a point where so much shaving can be done, then they're going to have to go ahead and do like a knee replacement or a hip replacement. And then you just get like these things that lubricate the area, but they wear off, and then you're having to go back every 10, 15 years and repeat the cycle. That's the way business is done here. But wouldn't you like to, instead of doing that, just being able to take a shot and getting to 75% functionality, wouldn't that be a better alternative? Wouldn't that be easier recovery? Instead of you being 6 months in therapy, out of work, just get a couple rounds of these shots or just one. The doctor was saying in this podcast, he was saying that most people with rheumatoid arthritis usually just have to take a round of the treatment of IV stem cell, and they're good. They're usually good. I mean, I know Joe Rogan talks about it big time, how he has shoulder and he got stem cell. And again, he got it in the United States, which is an inferior version of what you can do in other countries. But I like what the other countries do. And I know in Japan in particular, they have a rule there, and I'm paraphrasing, not something legit, but they allow stuff like this to happen and it's monitored. Right, if it's something that seems positive from the get-go, they go ahead and allow it, and then they give it a certain window, 7 years I believe it is, where they just look for efficacy, look for it being good for the people, and then if that is, it passes that time period, then by all means go ahead and do it the way you're doing it. And I think that's a very logical way of doing it. That's where I guess I get lost in all of this, because why would the government disallow this? But they go ahead and allow protein shakes and all these brands that are in the supplement stores that are not labeled, that God knows they've been mixed with other products. You know, all these athletes test for positive, and then they end up finding out that there's tainted products out there being sold at your local GNC. These are things that have not been tested, have not been approved by the FDA, and they're being sold. But yet, you having something like stem cell, which the research has been done, everything it points towards, it helps tremendously with people with rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, autism. Oh gosh, you have so many other functions that I can't think of at the moment. Okay, cerebral palsy, heart failure. I mean, osteoarthritis, spinal cord injury, autoimmune diseases, because that's essentially what the stem cells does. It just go in there and it tells the cells that are creating the inflammatory cells that are in your body, it's pretty much telling them, hey, the party's over, guys. It's over. You guys are not reproducing anymore. You're not going to grow. You're done. And this is the science that backs it up and it shows this. And I guess I just get real passionate about this because this is something that's coming inevitably. It's the future, whether we like it or not, as far as technology and science. It's going to move along. And if we're not on that board, on that game playing, other countries are going to advance. Other countries are going to do this. And I know that we are, as a society, we pride ourselves as being the best, and we still are the best with the resources and everything. But you have to break the status quo sometimes. And if those companies want to get in and do their own R&D, research and development, to institute some of the stuff that's in the forefront, because, again, I mean, coming short of giving us infinite life, I think is going to be very feasible within the 10, 15 years, or heck, before I die, that we're going to be able to regenerate and we're going to be able to allow for quality health of living. You're not going to be in a wheelchair if you don't want to. Like for me, gosh, if I had any money and I would make a beeline over to Panama right now and check my knees and my back. Good to go. You know, and I'm good to go until my next round, because the science proves that it's going to improve it. It's not going to make it 100%, and I don't care for it to be 100%, but I want it to be good enough where I'm able to go to Disney all day, when I'm able to walk around and not have any issues, when I'm able to just do the things that I want to do, go up the simplest up and down the stairs. I mean, don't we all know people that just have limitations as they get older? And it's so exciting when you see all these results, all these stories. I mean, heck, Mel Gibson is such a big proponent. I mean, he's pushing a doctor that is just, in that forefront of stem cell research. Mel Gibson jumped on board because his dad, I think he's like in his 90s. And his dad had hip issues. Everything was just shutting down his organs. And they infused him with a couple rounds of it. And he's good to go. I mean, it's amazing to just hear the stories of people and these doctors, and they don't have an agenda. They're not being backed by companies, and that's why I see why people like Mel Gibson are promoting and all these alternative medicine people that have results, because the machine, as I like to call it, is not going to back it up. They're going to want you to take those replacement therapies, knee replacements, hip replacement, because that's just how they make the money. Of course, they want you to take those opioids, right? They want you to take those painkillers, because how are they going to make money? How are they not going to make money, I should say? And those are the things that I wish that the people could understand, instead of getting all chaotic about it and just worrying about it. We got to embrace all of this. This is new technology, and I know you're not going to grow a second head by taking all this stuff. You just have to do the research. A beautiful thing about this day and age is that when someone talks about steroids, when someone talks about growth hormones, when someone talks about stem cells, all of these things, you can go and do the research. There's websites out there with actual and factual information of people that have done studies that are published, that have done these things. And it's, you see the results, and I read them from time to time, and I have read them from time to time, and specifically when it comes to steroids, when it comes to HGH, when it comes to growth hormones, and now with stem cells. That's just been, this is the thing that I would hedge all my bets on right now. This is the medicine that I think is the one that's going to be the next step. And the next one will be pure regeneration for life, obviously being able to live unlimited. Right now, I don't think this one has the capability. I think this one for sure gives you the lease on being able to have a quality of life. It's expensive, no doubt about it. Like I said earlier, it's going to be $15,000, $20,000. But I think it's something that if we allow that to happen in our country, instead of the government just shutting down even the lower scale ones and saying this is dangerous or whatever agenda they're pushing, right? If we went ahead and just pushed for these people to have advancements and not worry about it being an ethical issue, not worrying about it as something that's going to harm us. Now, I understand the sports. You want to keep it away from sports, and I get that. I mean, heck, even for healing, let's say someone had an ACL injury, I would be like, look, just go ahead, off season, go ahead and heal up. Take some stem cells. But I understand that, of course, that wasn't done back in the day. But again, ACL surgeries back in the 20s and 30s and 40s were not as simple as they are now. You know, people are able to come back in a year and be good to go, right? So I think we have to embrace technology. Now, anything that is enhancing the athlete, like steroids, making them stronger, making them faster. But I think anything that allows you to heal your body quicker, why not embrace it? I mean, don't we all love life? Don't we all want to live? And that's the oxymoron that I just feel with people. They just want to go ahead and claim they're all natural. No, you're not. You're taking Tylenol. You're taking all these medicines. You go ahead and go under the knife. And I just don't get it, man. You know, I think it's so much worth it. And I wish our society was more open and more embracive of all these things. And it, unfortunately, what it does, it takes other countries like out there that allow for these things to happen. And they're ethical. Again, in the beginning, when Bush, when everyone thinks of stem cell, they think of when George W. went ahead and approved it. You know, he didn't allow government research to be done, but private companies could do it. And mostly it was being done via the embryos and via the placentas. And that meant abortions and all that stuff. But now it's not that way anymore. I mean, that's probably 12, 13 years later. And we've come along now where we're able to do this. And we have results on deep stuff. I mean, think about it. Autism, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis. That's stuff that you can't reverse. And here is something that is allowing people to have that quality of life. I mean, actually reversing and making them better. Holy cow, man. It's exciting. And I hope that this is something that when my daughter is a woman, I'm sure she's going to have, and she should when she has kids, if she has kids, to get that placenta, man, save it, because, gosh, it does so many things. I know we have her saved because obviously it has the stem cells that, just in case she ended up with some sort of cancer, something along those lines, we'll be able to use it for her so that she'll be in a better state on when we want to look at alternative medicine. But I wish the industry in general would just allow this to happen quicker than it's currently doing. Like, it's just putting a kibosh on it. And it's just same thing with 23andMe. It's like they put a kibosh on it for a few years as far as the DNA and allowing people to see possible indicators of that they carry, right? Whether it's cholesterol, high blood pressure, whatever it is. Like, it's for some reason there is this fear of our society embracing this type of thing. And I don't know, it's just something that boggles the mind, because I think knowledge is power, and understanding, I understand my mortality, I think all of us do, but you can't be ignorant to the vehicles that are out there to enhance your quality of life and extend your life in general. So, man, I hope this comes around sometime in my lifetime, because who knows, man, I may try to dunk when I'm 60 and this thing is real cheap.
What's the benefit of intravenous stem cells? Like, what does that do?
Well, the good thing is that this kind of stem cell, the mesenchymal stem cell, they're found throughout your body. And they're normally what they do is they modulate your immune system, they decrease inflammation, and they stimulate regeneration. So, and the good thing about them is they tend to home to areas where there is inflammation. So intravenously, they do a lot of things, but they can home to areas of inflammation, and they really reduce inflammation in the body, because they upregulate part of your immune system that controls the inflammatory process, which I can talk more about later. But in his case, you know, his kidneys were in trouble, his heart was in trouble, and the cells, they don't, unlike what we used to think in the early days, they don't become anything. This kind of stem cell does not become anything in your body, but it homes to areas of that need repair, and it secretes things that stimulates the repair and decrease the inflammation.